I should also start with moderate apologies to our next guest, who does not get to have his customary discussion with Joe and instead is forced to talk to me. I am Matt Kolsky. Our guest is Warriors assistant coach Mike Brown. And I know you're a fan of the program, Mike, so I'll introduce myself to you. Hi, I'm Matt. Nice to meet you. Thrilled to have you.
Pleasure, man. Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Yeah. So first things first, a big game tonight in Toronto against the team that's been the best team in the NBA to this point in the year. We know Steph and Draymond and a few others are not playing. So, first of all, how much do you guys need from KD and Klay to get it done up there tonight? And also, do you think, at least with Steph coming back Saturday, is there a little bit of relief? Is it a little easier playing without a two-time MVP when you at least can see the finish line and you know he'll be back soon?
Yeah, you know, answering your second part, Steph generates so much for us offensively, especially when he doesn't have the ball in his hands. You know, his constant movement, you know, as close as his defender tries to play to him all the time, it creates even more space. He's very crafty without the ball, setting flares, setting pin downs, kind of on his own and within the rhythm of the offense. And that helps other guys get great looks, and also it helps us overall as a team move better randomly without the basketball, especially in the half court. And then, you know, yeah, with KD and Klay, those guys, they're going to have to play big for us, especially on the road. You hit it on the head. Toronto is playing terrific basketball. They're long, they're athletic, they're tough, they're very good defensively. And they give you a few different looks on that end of the floor. They you know, in their last game, they played some possessions of zone. And it looks like, you know, it's something that's in their hip pocket because they look good doing it. So they obviously worked on it. It wasn't just something they kind of threw out there randomly. And so with the different looks that they give you and the length and the experience that they have, and obviously a guy named Kawhi, KD on the road and Klay on the road in a tough environment, they're going to have to step up and have a big game.
How important is the second unit tonight? Because the Toronto Raptors bench has been so incredible throughout the course of the early season. Is this a big challenge for your second unit tonight?
It is. And you know, not only to step up and score, but their second unit is, you know, obviously minus Kawhi. They don't have Kawhi out there. But their second unit, they have a lot of guys out there that could probably start for other teams in the league and guys, you know, that a lot of people that haven't heard of. You know, Fred VanVleet obviously is one. And so we're going to have to put our hard hats on defensively, try to limit their scoring, and then find ways to score, especially if it's a little tough for us with KD and Klay on the bench.
Coach, you went to church on Sunday, and there was a message. And the pastor was talking about, he was given a story, and he said this lady came to him. She was talking about him really bad and saying a bunch of things about him. She said, "Pastor, I want you to forgive me. I've been talking about you. Forgive me." He told her, "I will if you do two things for me. Go to the top of the mountain, cut open this pillow, and let all the feathers fly away." She did it, came back to him. He said, "I did it, Pastor. Now would you forgive me?" And he said, "I will if you go back and gather all those feathers back and put them back inside the pillows." Kindred couldn't do that because after it's gone, it's gone. Words, sometimes you can't get them back. How do you now, as a leader and a guy of this organization, what are some of the things you do to put those feathers back together again?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, time heals everything, you know. And so for us, you know, I tell you, this is probably one of the most professional teams that I've been on. I've been on some pretty good teams, and all the guys are great guys, you know, great individual guys, and which obviously makes up a great team. And you know, everybody's grown. Everybody has their own separate relationship with others on the team, and time, and winning, and being together as much as we are. That always heals everything.
Sure.
And you know, and we've had some time, and you know, really, I know a lot of people were still talking about, you know, especially that incident from the past, but I tell you, I'm in the locker room, and like we don't, I don't feel anything. And you know, as a coach, as a leader on this team, you know when something's a little off. You could feel it. I mean, you've been around it before. You could feel when it's a little funky still. But I tell you what, our guys have done a fantastic job of responding, you know, to this the right way. And you know, they've done a great job of basically trying to move past it.
Mike Brown is our guest, of course, Warriors assistant coach, three-time NBA champion, and I want to go positive locker room stuff. In my mind, this version of the Warriors, people are talking about a lack of depth, and I think that's just confusion because there are big injuries that make it look like there might be less depth. I think this is going to be the deepest version of the Warriors we've ever seen, and in part, that's because of some of the great stories coming off of the bench. So I'm going to ask you, pick your favorite surprise of the year, and I have four ideas for you. One is just Alphonso McKinney coming out of nowhere. Two is Damian Lee doing exactly the same thing. Three is, I think Jonas Jerebko has surprised certainly a lot of fans with the toughness he brings. And then Kevon Looney developing as a defender to where he can switch out onto the perimeter, and he's able to guard, it seems like, four positions on the floor. What's sort of your favorite smaller bench storyline coming out of this year so far?
Well, you know, and that, all those are great headliners. And part of the reason why people think that you know, we don't have the depth coming from our benches. A lot of these guys are young, and they're not names that you kind of have heard of. And in the past, we've always had, it seemed like, veteran guys that have been around the league, and you at least know their name and know what they're kind of capable of. When you're talking about, you know, David West, Zaza Pachulia, you know, JaVale McGee, Swaggy P, you know, all these guys are, to a certain degree, names that if you're an NBA fan, you know of, and you've known what they've done or what they've accomplished in their NBA careers. And so you feel a little bit more comfort. You have a little bit more of a comfort level when those guys are on the floor because they've been there, done that. And now our group is very young. And the guys coming off the bench for us haven't had much time in the league. And so that's why there's a little bit of concern there. But they all have shown that they're capable of playing. They all get themselves ready before practice, during practice, after practice. And when their number's been called, they've stepped up and they've produced. I tell you, Alphonso, it's got to be my favorite just because of the fact that, you know, here's, you know, knowing his story, he comes to our training camp, and he's a proud guy. And so, you know, Alphonso, it doesn't roll right when you're coaching them, and you know, you want a kind of quick hitting name. And so one day I started calling him Fonz, and I could tell he didn't like it. But you know, he's trying to make the team, so he's not going to say anything. But every time I say Fonz, you can just feel his body cringing. And I know he wants to turn around and say, "That's not my name." So I called him Fonz in front of the group, and the guys kind of laughed and said, "Oh, Fonz. And so then he was like, "Coach, it's not Fonz, it's Zoe." And this is before we even played the game. And so I said, "Look, I don't know who you are. Right now you Fonz until you're at least on our roster for one game. And if you make our roster for one game, then I'm going to switch it up and call you Zoe. And if I call you anything other than Zoe after that first game, you can tell me to shut the bleep up."
Nice. Nice, coach.
And so he was on the roster after the first game, and the first thing I said, "Congratulations, Zoe." And the smile that he had on his face, oh, my God. I just wanted to go up and hug him and pat him on his back. But so for me, I'm tickled to death because we had a little extra something going on before he actually made the team.
All you have to do is put on Happy Days and show him how cool the Fonz is, and he'll want to go back to being the Fonz, coach.
Hey. Am I going to have to weigh in for the people under 40?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Matt.
I'm not sure the Fonz still plays. Love Henry Winkler. Not sure the Fonz still plays. Coach, we very much appreciate you taking the time on a presumably very cold Toronto morning. Good luck out there tonight, both not freezing and getting a win.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a good one.